Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar calls for national policy on freebies. Union Cabinet approves schemes to boost dairy sector, small digital payments, others. Nagaland's ex-parliamentarians ask Centre to come out with common draft on Naga solution. And President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulate NASA team on safe return of Sumita Williams and others. Now the news in detail. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today asked parliamentarians to ponder over freebies, underlining the need to utilize all investments of the government in a structured manner. He stressed upon the need for a national policy on the matter. He said the electoral process has become electoral inducements in the country and it puts the new government formed after the election in an uncomfortable position. During 0 hour in the Rajya Sabha today, Mr. Dhankar also highlighted the need to bring uniformity in the salaries and pensions of the lawmakers of the different states. The government today approved an incentive scheme for the promotion of low-value Bheem UPI transactions with an estimated outlay of 1,500 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi today on the cabinet decisions, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the scheme will enable small merchants to avail of UPI services at no additional cost and receive incentives of 0.15% per transaction value for transactions up to 2,000 rupees. The government also approved the implementation of revised Rashtriya Gokul Mission with enhanced allocation for the years 2024-25 and 2025-26. The scheme is set to significantly boost milk production and productivity, thereby increasing farmers' income.
राष्ट्रीय गोकुल मिशन 3400 करोड़ का, इसमें बेसिकली कैसे हम मिल्क प्रोडक्शन की प्रोडक्टिविटी बढ़ाएं उसके ऊपर काम किया गया है। इसमें आर्टिफिशियल इंसेमिनेशन और इन विट्रो फर्टिलाइजेशन, इन दोनों पे काम करना है। इंसेमिनेशन के पूरे इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को, पूरे नेटवर्क को कैसे बढ़ाना, उस पे बहुत बड़ा जोर दिया जाएगा, जिससे कि किसानों को अपने गाँव में ही या गाँव के आसपास ही सबसे जितनी हो सके सुविधाएं मिल सके।
Mr. Vaishnaw said the government also decided to set up a new brownfield ammonia urea complex Namrup 4 fertilizer plant within the existing premises of Brahmaputra Valley Fertilizer Corporation Limited at Namrup in Assam. The Union Cabinet has approved the revised National Program for Dairy Development, NPDD. The central sector scheme has been enhanced with an additional 1,000 crore rupees. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said this initiative focuses on modernizing and expanding dairy infrastructure, ensuring the sector's sustained growth and productivity. The revised NPDD is expected to set up 10,000 new dairy cooperative societies processing in the northeastern region, as well as formation of 2 milk producer companies with dedicated grant support in addition to the ongoing projects of NPDD to generate additional 3.2 lakh direct and indirect employment opportunities, particularly benefiting women. The Ex-Parliamentarians Association of Nagaland, EXPAN, has urged the centre to come out with a common draft of the two documents signed with Naga political groups. These are the framework agreement with NSC and IM on August 3, 2015 and the agreed position with the Working Committee of Naga National Political Groups on November 17, 2017. The appeal was among the three resolutions adopted during its general body meeting on March 14 in Dimapur, according to a release issued yesterday. Highlighting the more than 7 decades of struggle and decade-long peace negotiations, the EXPAN said people of Nagaland now want to develop and progress like any other state without hindrances. It also asserted that the centre's Act East policy can fructify if there is permanent peace. The EXPAN also objected to the centre's decision on fencing along the Indo-Myanmar border in the state and scrapping of free movement regime. Dwelling on the foothill road construction, the EXPAN stressed on the urgency and importance for a road that connects the foothills of Nagaland from Tizit in Mon district to Khelma in Peden district, which would enable free movement without having to cross neighbouring Assam state. You are listening to the news from Akashvani Kohima. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back, you're listening to the evening news. NASA astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmer have returned to Earth early this morning aboard a SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft after spending 286 days in space. Their SpaceX capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico. Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmer are now embarking on a 45-day rehabilitation program to help them adapt to Earth's gravity after spending 9 months in space. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated the NASA team behind the safe return of the Crew 9 mission on Earth. In a social media post, President Murmu said that India's daughter Sunita Williams and her fellow astronauts have inspired everyone with their perseverance, dedication and never-say-die spirit. She added that their historic journey is a tale of determination, teamwork and extraordinary courage. Prime Minister Modi, in a post on X, said the unwavering determination of Ms. Williams and the Crew 9 astronauts in the face of the vast unknown will forever inspire millions. Underlining the spirit and efforts of Ms. Williams, the Prime Minister said that she has exemplified this spirit throughout her career. India has planned to have its own space station, namely Bharat Antariksh Station, in 2035, and if all plan goes well, an Indian astronaut will be on the moon by 2040. Minister of State in Prime Minister's Office, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said this while replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today.
भारत की योजना है कि हमारा एक अपना अंतरिक्ष स्टेशन हो जिसका हम नाम भारत अंतरिक्ष स्टेशन रखें और यदि सब कुछ योजना अनुसार चलता रहा तो सन 2040 को एक भारतीय मूल का व्यक्ति चांद पर उतारने की भी योजना है.
Mr. Singh said Chandrayaan 4 will be launched through two launch vehicles and will have five components. The minister added that Gangayaan's test flight with a female robot will be launched by the end of this year. Nodal officer for the District Disaster Management Authority of Wokha, L. Jonjibemo Odio, said that the wildfire in Wokha, which started on Monday, is currently under control. Detailing the firefighting operations over the last 2 days, Mr. Odio thanked the collective efforts of various personnel, departments and volunteers from Wokha village. While the blaze has not been fully extinguished, it is manageable at the moment.
As we were, you know, doing the assessment, we could find that now the fire was not much of a threat. In some portion, it's dying down. And in one direction where it is going, the villagers, they are making a counter fire. So hopefully, like, we will not face any large tragedies or further fire. I hope it will die down if it does not reignite. That's what we are hoping, but still we'll be vigilant.
Mr. Odio urged people to exercise caution when practicing slash and burn farming and to follow proper safety measures. He also reassured that the department will continue to monitor the situation for any further outbreaks. Meanwhile, Sub-Inspector M. Pentikonyak from Wokha Fire Station, who had gone missing yesterday while battling the raging wildfire near the Wankosang helipad in Wokha, was found this morning at a farm a few kilometers away from Yingkom village. The Department of Fire and Emergency Services has recorded 114 cases of forest fire over the last 2.5 months, with Kohima District alone accounting for 67 of these cases. The department warned that despite efforts of firefighters, district authorities, police and village volunteers, indiscriminate forest burning continues to during the current dry, windy season often caused by hunters, campers or miscreants, re-emphasizing that the total ban on forest fires and the impact on ecological balance, the department urged the public and village councils to take proactive measures to identify culprits and take action as per law. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar calls for national policy on freebies. Union Cabinet approves schemes to boost dairy sector, small digital payments, others. Nagaland's ex-parliamentarians ask Centre to come out with common draft on Naga solution, and President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulate NASA team on safe return of Sunita Williams and others. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.